Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Tuesday afternoon, and I know that a lot of folks are looking at this Tuesday like Friday. Guess what? I'm one of them. This is going to be a very, very short week, which is nice. Some people are traveling. I just saw a piece, I don't even know where it was, but saw a piece about airports and people in airports. So I guess people are traveling. I don't know how much traveling is going on. It terrifies me to think that somebody's neighbor is going to be snooping over the fence and going, 1, 2, 3, 4. They have 13 people there. There are only 12 people they're allowed to have. Call the police. Get a SWAT team. Come on, man. At the same time, they're dispatching the SWAT team because too many people come up to help you eat your turkey. They're going to be dispatching the other SWAT team, social workers and therapists, for the man armed with a gun or a knife, because they're sure he's having, quote, a mental crisis. Anyway, we'll talk about all of that as we head through the afternoon. Now, I had dinner the other night with a great friend of mine, Jamal Thomas, just truly one of the nicest folks in the world. And even with that, he married up, because his lovely bride, Sakina, just outclasses him by a mile. But he's got a beautiful young son, Judah. And let me tell you something. It was wonderful to have a two-year-old in our house. It's been a long time. I don't know if we're getting ready for that whole, not grandparent stuff because the kids are too young, but it was nice. I love watching and listening to Jamal as he discovers all of the amazing things about being a father. And you may remember we tried to help him with a big fundraising effort for the Relationship Foundation of Virginia. And Chris Beach is the executive director. And as I understand it, they got something else going on. Chris, I appreciate you being here, man.
Hey, thanks for having me, and I agree with you. He definitely married up.
Oh, there's no question. Look, please. But I wasn't sure if, yes, he definitely married up. Now,
yes.
I got to tell you something. Jude is a handful, too, but he's such a delightful young guy, and it really is. It's rewarding for somebody like me who's, you know, just an old father to look at Jamal getting all these brand new things coming at him, and the Relationship Foundation, the work that you're doing, you're helping fathers all over the place try and learn this stuff, right?
We really are. We're a boot camp for new dads, going into jails, doing the Inside Out Dad program. We're all about making better dads and getting them active in the lives of their children.
So tell me how we can help. We hopefully were beneficial in raising $1 or $2 for Jamal's efforts during the big contest a while back. What else have you got going on?
Well, right now we have this thing called Father Christmas, and this is where we're taking nominations for dads who might be struggling this season. And we know there are a lot of people out there that are struggling. And we're not saying anything against, there's a lot of great single moms doing it out there.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of great dads, too. We want to make sure we recognize them. So what we're doing right now is we're taking nominations for dads in the community who might be facing some life struggles, who might be facing some financial struggles. And what we're going to do is we're going to pick 10 dads from the nominations, and we're going to gift each one of those dads $500, and we're going to take care of the presents for them this Christmas.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. I love this, Chris. I really do. I love the passion for the community, the concern for dads. So how can we help?
Well, just getting people to go to our website. It's Father Christmas VA, as in Virginia, fatherchristmasva.org, and nominate a great dad. And when you go on to nominate, make sure that you go into detail. Why are they a great dad? What are they doing to keep their family afloat during these times? And why would this gift of $500 and presents really help them this holiday season?
Wow. I just love this this whole idea. Now, you're looking, you said, for 10 dads to be the recipients of this?
Yes, and we already have close to 30 nominations, and we only have 5 days left on our website, but usually within the last week, we double what we have. So we're going to be approaching 70 names, and we have to pick 10 of them. And I'm telling you, it's no easy task to pick just 10 guys, because there are some amazing men out there that are stepping up and being great dads that could use the help this holiday.
All right, so one of the questions I have, I'm listening to this and thinking, absolutely, I might have one or two nominations, but even if I don't have a nomination, if I think, you know what, $500 times 10, that's a lot of money, you're going to need some of us to step up and help fund this, right?
Exactly. Well, we're always looking for people to step up, and we've had a lot of people step up already to sponsor a dad and also to get the gifts for the families, but we need one or two more. So if anybody is interested in helping and sponsoring a family or sponsoring a dad, the money is going to good use, even to the point last year when we actually did gift one of the dads $500. His mom came up to me after the event and said, you know, because of this $500, he's able to stay in his house this Christmas.
Oh.
You know, a lot of us take it for granted that we have a roof over our head and food on the table, but some people are really struggling out there, and I just had to walk away because I just got choked up with emotion. So it's definitely making a difference, and that's why this year we decided to do the $500 for them to use any way they want to, and then let us take care of the gifts for the kids.
You know, it's such an amazing thing. Chris Beach is joining us. Chris is the executive director of the Relationship Foundation of Virginia, and it's such a wonderful organization, and I think a vital and unique focus on dads in our community. I know we hear about moms on a regular basis, and God bless them. They're doing great work, and sometimes dads, Chris, just kind of, I don't know, do we just get overlooked? Do we get forgotten?
Well, it's not just that, because a lot of dads get a bad rap, and unfortunately, in the Richmond area, 64% of all children go home without a father. So, you know, we want to make sure that we're highlighting those dads that are doing it right, so other dads will step up and say, you know what, he's taking an active role in life with their children, I want to do the same thing. And by acknowledging these dads during the holiday, we feel that we can make an example for the community of what great fatherhood really looks like.
Yeah, and I want to remind everybody, Chris, this is the certainly, this is the effort right now, right up until, I'm looking at it here, November the 29th. So we got a couple of days left to get these nominations in. But Relationship Foundation of Virginia, active all year round.
Yes, and we, like I said, our boot camp for new dads have not stopped. We're still doing them virtually. And if you're having a baby, I mean, you look around and there's a lot of classes for moms. There's a lot of classes for moms and dads. There's classes for grandparents. But there's only one for dads, and it's the boot camp for new dads. So we're the only show in town, and babies are still coming, COVID or not, and we want to make sure we're preparing the dads to get ready.
Hey, quick question for you. When you talk about this boot camp for new dads, who are the drill instructors?
Volunteers. We rely on volunteers to take care of this class, and I get to sit down. I train the dads to be volunteer dads facilitators, and then we also have veteran dads in the class that are there with their baby between 2 and 12 months old so they can see firsthand experience of how to take care of a baby. I mean, we're changing diapers on Zoom right now. We're feeding kids on Zoom. We're making babies stop crying on Zoom. These guys are getting a firsthand experience from the dads in their homes taking care of their baby, and that's what makes it special. Is, you know, there's not many other classes to have the baby right there, and it's a time for dads to ask all those stupid questions that they're afraid to ask when mom's next to them.
Well, listen, you know, I've got three. I've got a 19-year-old and almost, a 17-year-old and a 16-year-old. So I've been around the block. If you're looking for instructors for the next cohort, you let me know. I'd love to help out with that. Now, can you give everybody an update on the fundraising? This is a couple of months ago when my friend Jamal was raising money, and I think we got him a couple of extra dollars. What happened with all of that? How much did you guys actually raise?
We raised over $72,000 this year, and it was the largest fundraiser we've ever had, and it was absolutely amazing. And Jamal just missed out on winning. He was second place. The guy that beat him, Jamal raised over $14,000, and the guy that beat him came in at the last minute, the last day, and dropped a bomb. He'd been holding on to it and just beat him out by $800. So, but Jamal did win Funding Father of the Year, and he was the one that really got the community involved and, you know, reached out and really did a lot to make Relationship Foundation be recognized in the community. So yeah, he did win the Funding Father of the Year. Might not have been the title father figure, but, you know, we're just excited to have him, and we're even bringing him on board now. He's going to be one of our instructors, and I'll take you and him out to lunch, and we'll get you all trained up as a boot camp facilitator.
I love it. Well, listen, I really do want to help. And even though Jamal didn't technically win, I think if you ask Judah, he's actually he's number one. So real fast here, give us a recap, Chris. November the 29th, this wraps up. And again, what are we looking for? We're looking for nominations for
great dads who might be facing life or financial struggles during this time, going to FatherChristmasVA.org and writing your nomination in right there. And we'll let all recipients know by next week, and then we'll have our event later in the month.
I love it. All right, Chris, we'll check in after all of this closes. And again, thank you for what you're doing. I hope you and yours have a wonderful Thanksgiving. And we'll look forward to chatting with you again soon.
Jeff, thank you so much for your support. You have a happy Thanksgiving as well.
Thank you, my friend. That is Chris Beach. He is the Executive Director of Relationship Foundation of Virginia. Again, we kind of got involved in this because my friend Jamal was running for, father figure, and he just missed it, but you just heard they raised $72,000. So here's the latest, all right? This is something that is a Central Virginia thing, and you know what's weird? I have conversations with radio friends, and there's some radio friends go, oh, I can't believe you're doing that, and they whine to them, oh, my God, this feel-good stuff. Come on, get out there and grab the red meat. Listen, we are different in Central Virginia, and I know that because I'm getting ready to start my eighth year here. Couldn't think of being anywhere else. Love this community. And supporting folks is a vital part of what we do. So the Father Christmas will provide to 10 fathers $500 for them to do with what they want, paying bills, taking care of expenses, what have you. And then Relationship Foundation of Virginia will also provide all the gifts for the kids. Nominate your father at relationshipfoundationofvirginia.org. Relationshipfoundationofvirginia.org. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.